This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. The Senate has voted to reauthorize a controversial surveillance law. The legislation extends for 2 years Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, and it was approved on a 60-34 vote. The bill now moves to President Biden's desk. U.S. officials say the law is critical for efforts to disrupt terrorist attacks and cyber intrusions. Volkswagen workers in Chattanooga, Tennessee, have voted to join the United Auto Workers Union. As NPR's Andrea Hsu reports, the UAW's victory follows two narrow defeats over the past decade.
This time, workers voted overwhelmingly to unionize, with 73% casting ballots in favor. The difference, workers say, was there was less anti-union rhetoric this time. Volkswagen had taken a neutral position, telling workers the company would respect whatever decision they made. Another factor, workers were impressed with everything the UAW won for Big Three auto workers after union members went on strike last fall. The UAW is calling this win a historic breakthrough as it targets foreign-owned auto plants across the South. Next up, a union election at the Mercedes plant in Vance, Alabama. That vote is set to begin on May 13th. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.
President Joe Biden spoke at the IBEW Construction and Maintenance Conference in Washington, D.C. on Friday, where he talked about the administration's economic successes over the past 3 years.
Our plan is working. So far, we've created 15 million new jobs. Unemployment hasn't been this low for this long in 50 years. And that includes record low unemployment for Black and Hispanic workers as well. Wages are rising. Manufacturing is booming. You've created close to 800,000 new manufacturing jobs since I became president.
Biden also talked about the infrastructure measure that's being used to rebuild roads and bridges across the country. In Ukraine, new laws have been passed that are aimed at drafting many more men, especially younger ones, into battle. Ukraine's prime minister addressed the new set of laws in a recent interview with NPR's Andrew Limbong.
The laws were the result of months of public debate and deliberations in Ukraine's parliament and could lead to the mobilization of hundreds of thousands of new soldiers. This comes after a recent military offensive by Russia, which is leaving Ukrainian soldiers outgunned and outmanned. Ukrainian Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal says the laws are about more than just numbers on the front line.
This is an important signal to our partners that Ukrainian society is not exhausted, we are not disappointed. We continue our fight for our land, our families, our homes.
Among the measures introduced are lowering the draft age to 25, fines for non-compliance with the draft registry, and offering financial incentives for those who volunteer to serve. Andrew Limbaugh, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News. The House is preparing to vote on approval of $95 billion in foreign aid for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies. Congressional leaders are pushing aside opposition from hard-right conservatives to near the completion of a months-long grueling effort to renew American support for repelling Russia's invasion into Ukraine. Tesla is recalling its new Cybertruck to fix a problem. The accelerator pedal can get stuck. As NPR's Camilla Domonoske reports, the problem stems from soap.
Tesla says that an unapproved change on the assembly line introduced soap as a lubricant to help put pads onto accelerator pedals. Traces of the soap remained behind, making it too easy for the pad to slip off and sometimes leave the pedal stuck in a depressed position. Tesla says hitting the brakes works even with the accelerator down, and no crashes or injuries were reported as a result. This is actually the second soap-related manufacturing process to make headlines after a Boeing supplier raised eyebrows by using soap in airplane assembly. The recall affects every Cybertruck delivered so far, a little less than 4,000 vehicles. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.
College football teams at the Division I level will be allowed to use coach-to-player helmet communications in the fall. The new rule follows a sign-stealing scandal by the University of Michigan. Teams who decide to use the technology will be using the same type of systems that are already being used in the NFL. Only one player in the field will be allowed to be in communication with the coaches. Stocks were mixed on Wall Street on Friday. The Dow gained 211 points. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.